Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Altcon Studios, it's Saturday night, and it's time for Down and Dirty Sports with your host, Laura Lee, on Altcon Radio.
Y'all, I hope you can hear me. This is Laura Lee McGurnick, and this is Down and Dirty Sports. It is Saturday night, and after a long hiatus, I'm ready to call. Have y'all call in and talk to me. Let's talk some football. Yay! So exciting to finally be able to have a little something to talk about. So I don't know if Steve is here or not. Steve, you here?
I am here. How you doing, Laura?
Fine, thank you. It's fun to be doing this again. I have to tell y'all, it's been a while. We're doing this a little earlier than usual because Steve is in D.C. Are you still at Right Online?
I am, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're doing this earlier because there are some table dancers with his name all over him, so we got to get out of here pretty quickly, okay, y'all? So we'll make this fast.
Yep.
What a crazy weekend. This is actually a really good weekend. There's a little bit of something for everybody on this sports weekend. And before our guest Sonia from NFL Female joins us, I thought I'd just kind of go over a little bit of what all we have going on. We have the Kentucky Derby with American Pharoah. Yeah, beating Firing Line by a length. So Firing Line placed, and Dortmund was for the show, and Dortmund was by the same trainer as American Pharoah, so I'm sure that stable is just so happy.
Show me the money.
Right, no kidding. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. So the epic baseball rivalry of Yankees and Red Sox, and the Yankees came away with the win on that one, 4-2. We've got all kinds of playoffs going on. We got NHL and NBA. Let's see here. Today, the New York Rangers beat the Caps 3-2 to tie the series in the Eastern Conference. Yesterday, Chicago was over Minnesota 4-3, and Tampa Bay over Montreal in the Eastern Conference in double overtime. So I'm sure that was a good game. Another notable MLB game today was St. Louis and Pittsburgh. St. Louis winning 2-1 in 11 innings. I like defensive games like that. I'm sorry I missed that one. So, Steve, are you able to find San Antonio and Los Angeles? That was really close last time I checked in the NBA. So my team is out. Let's see. They are
42-41 right now.
Okay. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got 42-41 with 554.
Okay.
Left.
I have 45-44 with 420. Okay. So I probably.
Okay. Well,
refresh.
Then mine's obviously way behind.
I was going to say, yep. I clicked refresh.
Okay. I got 46-45 with four remaining.
Yeah, I do too.
Beat
okay.
that.
Oh, this is going to be good. 46-45 with four remaining. Steve's like, hurry up. I got to go. Finish this up. Okay, so let's see here. San Antonio over the Clippers right now. This will be close. I had to look all this stuff up, y'all, because, Dallas blew it. The Mavericks blew it, so they are out of the NBA playoffs. So, anyway, what about you, Steve? Did you find anything interesting this weekend? Sports
you know, line? What was it? Well, I haven't, obviously, you know, while normally sports would have been pretty big this weekend, and there's no doubt you can get around it today, I certainly, didn't really have the time, to get that involved in it because I've been up here at this conference. But they, what they did, this was actually pretty interesting. And you saw this tweet that they sent out, but they were supposed to have started the closing session, which is like a 3-hour session that just got over, and they were supposed to start that session at 6 p.m. And what they did instead was up there on the big screens at the front of the conference center, where you know all the hundreds and whatever people that were here. They were gathering for the final thing, and they actually stopped doing the final presentation stuff, and they played the Kentucky Derby up there. They broadcast the Kentucky Derby up on these big screens so we could all watch the race.
Well, how about that?
Yep, it was actually pretty cool. Now, had that been the fight, it probably would have been even better.
So we've got that coming up this evening. Is that it? What time is that? What time is that coming on? I don't even remember.
I would say like it was like 11 p.m. or something. I think
it's late. That's kind of how I remember. You were at your conference, and I was being a mom today, so I have to admit I'm like a little behind. But there's a lot
something strange about the whole NFL draft this year. It's just been kind of weird the way the whole thing's gotten pulled out. Not to even talk about the actual drafts themselves, but I mean it's almost been like a sideline thing. Whereas last year, I remember everybody tweeting it out all day long, glued to the TV for 3 days, not taking showers or anything, right? Cheesy poops and and soda,
This year it really hasn't been as big of a thing. And I don't know, maybe it's because there's some other good stuff going on. I think the boxing is really kind of the sporting event everybody is talking about for this weekend. So maybe that's what that is. Now, in honor of our guest Sonia, who will be calling from, she's the Detroit official fan reporter. I will say that at the bottom of the sixth, Detroit is over Kansas City 2-0. So we will see how that ends up. But I'm going to make sure I got her team in there. This week has been a pretty big week in Baltimore. So as I hat tip to them, I think, Orioles over the Rays right now, 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So there's a little positive going on there for Charm City. Goodness knows they might need it. At the bottom of the third, the Rangers are over the A's 2-1. That, I don't know how much you keep up with that side of baseball, but that's always a really good rivalry, the Rangers and the A's. So
we have a slightly higher than high school rated baseball team in the town of Richmond, Virginia. With our million people, they can't seem to figure out why we don't have a better team. I have no idea what's going on with this. It's very frustrating. If you can't make the high school team, you can come play for us.
Oh my gosh, Steve, you're so funny. I forgot how goofy you were on these things. Anyway, I tried to look up soccer, but all I was getting was overseas, and I was trying to get MLS. Let's see. Who else have we got? Back to the draft. The draft is over, and we will kind of break that down with Sonia here in a few minutes.
Is it ever really over?
Is what?
Is it ever really over? Really? It's just not on TV anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I think they'll probably I don't know, but Mr. Irrelevant was picked, so he's there. Hey, got somebody to chat. And now, yay, I was the last one picked, So anyway, what do you do?
Hey, you know what? The last one picked, still going to make $400,000 next year.
Right. And there were a couple of people that people were, the pundits were kind of surprised that they didn't get. I personally was disappointed. I was hoping we would get I knew it was a long shot for Dallas, but I was kind of hoping like Gurley would come. Or Gordon would come to Dallas because for some stupid reason they got rid of DeMarco Murray. I just think that is one of the dumbest moves Dallas could have made, and yet they made it. Sometimes I think they just want to shoot themselves in the foot. I'm just not real sure on that. So in the meantime, I have kind of become a bit of a Patriot
because it's Texas.
Right, I know. It's like y'all are literally living out all hat, no cattle. So to as a result, I have become a Pats fan, which I never thought I would. But, you know, my girl Di, who is co-host of The Red Line, she is a huge Pats fan, and she started, you know, basically tweeting these pictures of how hot these guys are, and, you know, that's kind of what gets me. So I'm like, now a Pats fan. And they took a Longhorn in their first round, so I was like, well, see, these people know what they're doing. Even though Belichick still kind of scares me, I think he's kind of like the Darth Vader of NFL coaches. So
wait a minute, I got to step back for a second. I don't get this. You could not find a team south of the Mason-Dixon line that could possibly be your new favorite if you couldn't find one in Texas.
I can't use the Texans because they're Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You can't find one in Texas that makes you happy, and there's nothing else in the entire southern part of the United States.
I know southern boys tend to be better looking, but I don't know. I guess we don't have enough of them.
Oh, man.
The southern team. So
we
anyway,
fought a war over this like 150 years ago.
Yeah. We just celebrated that, didn't we? The Appomattox surrender and what have you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Charles has an interesting comment about the draft. He was happy with the Giants for the most part. And he says after the first and second rounds, it's all the crapshoot. I tend to agree with that, Charles. One thing that I know Sonia and I want to talk about, because we went over it earlier this week, was the Jameis Winston going first thing. So we'll talk about that for a bit. And my boy Mariota goes second. Y'all know I just thought he was so adorable all season. But I like who he was as a person, mm-hmm. you know, as well. All right, and let me jump really fast to NBA with 38 seconds left. We've got the Clippers up 53-52 over San Antonio. And so it's going to be
it's going to be another 10 minutes of fouls.
Probably, you know. But we'll
this
see.
Is this how is how I feel good. About basketball. It's the fastest game in the world until the last 30 seconds.
I think it'll be good. Y'all know that I ended up – oh, are the Titans going to trade Mettenberger? Oh, no. Charles, maybe we'll see what Sonia has to say about that. It looks like she is coming on here pretty soon. No, hockey is the fastest. Especially, you know, Charles, hockey is the fastest, especially when they do that one-minute thing. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. So I think we're at halftime now. It was with regret I did not cover March Madness. I think some of you know, if you're hanging out with me on Twitter, that I've been having some kind of health issues, and I just needed to kind of take care of myself and bow out for a little bit, and hopefully I can just kind of shore up myself, and because I'm looking forward to hanging out with y'all again here in the fall, and if there's some good stuff going on in baseball later, we'll do that too.
We've got spring ball, we've got the summer. We're less than 120 days away from the start of football, so I'm looking forward to it. And I was telling the folks today, I've never paid more attention to like 30 games a day than when you're doing a show on a Saturday night. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, it takes all the joy away when I have to write shit down and I'm drunk. Hey, before she comes on though, I want to throw this out there. It has nothing to do with your show, or it may be completely counter what you guys think. I think in the end, where a lot of people were questioning the Winston thing, I think it turned out to be classy. The whole being at home with the family thing.
Yeah, and that was kind of where Sonia and I ended, and we'll kind of touch on that really quick. And
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's still your thunder, and I'll stop talking.
Steve, hun, if you weren't talking over me, we wouldn't be doing this show.
We
I mean, it
just
feels—it would not feel like my show. Let me jump in here with Charles's comments. First round of NBA playoffs is bad. Stanley Cup playoffs, best playoff system out there. I tend to agree with that. Look at the Nets last night with the Hawks. They got run out of their own building last night. though I was watching Yankees Red Sox. You know, Charles, no matter how, of course, you're a Yankees fan, and I am too, but that's just always a good game. It's one of those rivalries that always brings out the best in everybody. So, guys, let me talk to y'all after this really quick break, and then I'm going to bring on Sonia, and we'll break down the draft. Y'all hang out.
Hi, y'all. This is Laura Lee Majernik, host of the Down and Dirty Sports Show here on AltCon, and I want to tell you about the sisterhood at NFLfemale.com. Smart women, smart football. Come have fun with us. NFLfemales.com.
Okay, well, Steve, you just weren't joking. Now they have 21 seconds left, and we've had a couple of minutes pass by.
There was no way. I was kidding about that. There was no way. This is life of NBA right here. There's 19 seconds left, and it's and the score. They've scored five more points. I didn't get it.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, so 57-52 in in 3 minutes. Let's see. We'll catch up on baseball here in a little bit, but I am now going to bring on Sonia. And Sonia is, you can find her on Twitter at mom, M-O-M-2-3-R-N. And I would definitely suggest you follow Sonia Greenfield. She is the official fan reporter for the Detroit Lions at NFL Female. Y'all know I'm so proud of my association with them. And I'm excited to finally have Sonia on the show because Sonia is another one of the power people with NFL Female. Sonia, welcome.
Wow, a power person. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are all over the place. How many shows did you do this week?
Actually, this week I only did just my Zone Blitz show, and then I'm doing your show. But actually, last weekend I was on the radio here in Detroit, and I think this weekend coming up I'm going to be on the radio in Detroit as well. So I'm excited. I am excited. I love doing shows. I love it when people just want me to come on and talk some talk. And, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to go.
That's great. Now tell us really quickly about your – life outside NFL Female. What do you do during the week when you're not talking football?
Okay, when I'm not talking football, I just actually will be starting a new job on Monday, but I am a pediatric nurse practitioner, and I will be actually starting at University of Michigan's Mott Hospital on Monday in their pre-op clinic. But before that, I was a nurse practitioner in a pediatric clinic, had a great time there. And before that, where I spent most of my life growing up, I was, my professional life growing up, I was a pediatric oncology nurse at Children's Hospital of Michigan in Detroit. So I am a nurse. That's my big thing. And yes, I'm running around after my three kids all day. And, you know, that's my life.
That's right. And that's something I always like to let people know when I have ladies come on from NFL Female, is just that constant reminder that we're moms and wives and employees. So anyway, and I figured the RN was why you have that in your handle. So I was like, I want everybody to know that that's what she does. And how amazing, pediatrics. That's awesome. That is really awesome.
It is so much fun, and I love it. I love the kids. Oh, they crack me up. Yeah. They always say some really funny things, and it just they're just a joy. Just a joy.
Yeah. Well, and they just, what I love about children is they tell it like it is, you know.
Exactly.
And, oh, goodness, I wish we kept that honesty throughout life, but maybe it's better that we don't. So. And then you are
some
also.
Some days yes, some days no.
Yeah, right. Now you're also host of Zone Blitz. And then do you do another one for NFL? I can't remember.
So I host Zone Blitz with Sharona at Sports by Sharona. And yeah, that's right. We love Sharona. She and I co-host a webcast on Tuesday nights called The Zone Blitz. And then there is Wednesday night with NFL Female, and that is their podcast. Okay. And so, yeah, that's with Dana and Claire and Lisa and Michelle. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, during the off season, they come on, you know, during like big events. So I think they were on this past Wednesday for the draft, but usually mm-hmm. they are mm-hmm. on Wednesdays, and they'll get going probably closer to training camp.
Yeah, yeah. So that's an exciting time. Well, all right, let's get to mm-hmm. it.
Let's get right down and dirty.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So what did you – all right, Steve kind of alluded to the Jameis Winston thing, and we did talk earlier this week.
We
and
did.
At first I was – yeah, I was really like, oh, you know, I even tweeted out, make sure you have a bail fund for him. But, you know, I did. And I just thought, oh, he doesn't deserve to go first. But I'm telling you, I'm really hopeful. And then, like I said to you, the mama in me took over, and I'm really hoping that he can grow and have some positive, times here now. And now that this is for real, hopeful. And you mentioned about staying with his family for the occasion, mm-hmm. and I thought that was great. Yeah. So what were some of your thoughts, too?
I loved the fact that he was with his family in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I loved that because, you know, his family is the one that helped him get to where he is, and he's gotten a lot of support from them. So I love that. And, you know, Chicago, it's a beautiful city, great city. But, you know, sometimes there can be a little temptation to kind of veer mm-hmm. off the path. And so I like the fact that he was in Alabama with his family. I think that showed, number one, a little bit of maturity and that he's in it to try and get going. You know, and I really do think that this is going to kind of be a little bit of a, okay, I'm ready to mature and hopefully step up mm-hmm. a little bit, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, hopefully what has gone on was, albeit wrong, there was nothing good to what he did. But I think more so that outside of the sexual assault allegations, I think that those were more just hopefully just being a douchebag teenager. I really hope I really do. That's what I'm chalking it up to. And, I don't think that he's going to fall. There's, you know, I will give you the immaturity thing, but I think the one thing that I disagree with some people on is how they compare him to Johnny Manziel. I don't see him, you know, being flashy, being out in Vegas and every place like that, partying mm-hmm. and all that other good stuff. I don't see that from him. I mean, he was a two-sport player, you know. He played baseball, right. He played football. And so he was always, you know, doing stuff. Granted, mm-hmm. you know, he did get into a little bit of trouble, but I don't think that he was as free and having as much fun as Johnny Manziel, because he did have to concentrate on baseball season. And Florida State, their baseball program, I mean, it used to be really, really good, and it still isn't bad, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, he had to concentrate on all that. So, while I hope that he has turned the corner, I really do hope so, but I love the fact mm-hmm. that he was with his family. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a very, very smart move as well. Mm-hmm. I have a comment from chat room. He will be bad unless someone straightens him out. And the same person has said he is not Manziel. He could be worse. I want to touch on another sport to set up what I'm thinking. Josh Hamilton has come back to the Texas Rangers.
Yes,
and I really thought that was actually a smart move. The Rangers organization just had some support systems in place for him to help him whenever he fell off the wagon, so to speak. And I think that's probably why it's good for him to come back to Texas. I'm hoping something like that maybe can be put into place for Winston. That I think mm-hmm. that would be a really good thing. So that we don't have another one going to rehab like Manziel.
Exactly.
And
go ahead.
No, I was going to say just I love to get my chat room in here. Y'all do that too. So
no, that's fine.
Charles is like, we still have no clue what he did with that girl, and that's true. And let's see what it holds out. But I'm kind of like, yes, hopefully he was just stupid or I don't know. I'm just very hopeful that it's not as bad as it could be. And
right.
if anything, I would like to see people hold him accountable and not cover up like Florida State tended to do in the past
year. Exactly. And that, I think that is where we have the biggest disconnect, is that if – and that, you know, in Florida State, here in Michigan, because I'm in Ann Arbor, you know, I understand there is cover-up, and I think that is solely mm-hmm. wrong. That's, I think, a major system fail. If there's something going on, it does not need to be covered up. It needs to be exposed. And,
yeah.
you know, you look at Frank Clark, who just got drafted by Seattle. You know, I think a couple years ago, a lot of what he had done might have gotten covered up. But I'm mm-hmm. grateful that, you know, Brady Hoke had the nerve to kick him off the team, that, you know, things like that, that it was made public what he was doing and what had been done. And so I like
right.
that, and I hope that more people take that approach, because I think in a lot of cases that would help vindicate's the wrong word. I don't mean to use vindicate, but I think it would also help
yeah.
bring to light what is going on and what these women are saying, and that it's true, you know? And I think that the good old boy cover-up can't be there forever. It just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we're going to try and make progress out of any type of situation like that, we need to get rid of the cover-up system.
Right, definitely. So, okay, now this is the part of the girly part of the show.
Yes.
I told Sonia we are known on Down and Dirty Sports for having our hottie list, because it's extremely important to me, and I'm the host. So,
exactly, and you get to do what you get to do.
So, Sonia, when Steve and I agreed to do the show, his big thing was, you know, focusing on women, talking sports, and having a female audience and that kind of thing. So I'm like, okay, well, then we're going to do this. Now, I typically during the year I have the hottie coaches, and the only hottie coach mention I'm going to mention is UConn, because Coach Diaco did get a guy going through first round. I can't remember his name, but anyway, so there's that. And so I asked.
There is nothing wrong with that.
I'm telling you, oh, it's fun. It's a blast. So anyway, I asked, guys, y'all, I asked Sonia earlier today to come up with a couple of hotties that she thought got from the draft. So Sonia, you want to share who you came up with?
Sure. My first one is linebacker Jordan Hicks. He got drafted by the Eagles. My goodness, what a cutie pie.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
And you smart, smart lady, you go and talk up a Longhorn, and I just happen to be a Longhorn. So,
welcome.
Look at that. So, anybody, and who was your second one?
You know, my second one, and while I love his smile, it's Melvin Gordon. That smile, my goodness. I was just like,
yeah.
You are lighting up a room. You can
yeah.
light up, and oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely a cutie. And, you know, he loves it. He's just loving what's there, you know, and that he's in the moment and that kind of thing. So, yeah, he is definitely
a
cutie.
He was so genuinely happy, and I think that
yeah.
kind of, you know, that showed through – too, and that was just like, wow, you yeah yeah.
Right.
sorry
no,
but hey,
okay.
It's the hottie, and that I love a good smile, and daggone it if he didn't have a great smile. Whew.
yeah I have to tell you, let me just break real quick. I covered two bowl games here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area during the bowl
uh-huh.
season. And at my first press conference, I had to text Steve here, my producer, and I was like,
uh-huh.
I'm having a total cougar moment because these boys are hot.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. We lost Charles. That's okay, dear. You know I always talk about this. So anyway, now
it's
my
okay.
two, yeah, I picked two. Bryce Petty from
yes.
Baylor.
Yes.
I watched him
yes,
all
sir.
Year. Yeah, as he's a Big 12 kiddo, and I was hoping he would go, and he did go to New York to the Jets in the fourth round.
I like
so I was
that.
Happy for
I
him.
Do like that pick. I like
I
that
think
pick a lot.
Gonna be really good. I think people are going to be surprised with that. So, yeah, so Bryce Petty was my first, or my second. My first is actually from, he went to your team, and that's, is it Mark Burton? Mike Burton. He was from Rutgers.
Yeah.
La. Oh, my goodness.
The fullback. Yes, the fullback that we drafted.
Yes, the fullback.
He's a cutie, too.
Lord.
He is a cutie.
Seriously. I'm like, wow, thank you. Like, drop the mic. He is just hot. So,
if you ever want to come up to cover him, that's okay. Come on up.
I was going to say, yeah, have a sleeping bag out for me. That's all I ask.
Oh, sure. That's fine.
anyway, so those are your AltCon Radio Down and Dirty Sports drafty hotties for 2015.
Yeah,
yay!
Exactly.
Perfect.
So it makes it fun, I'm telling you. So, and if you think for a minute girls don't think that while they're watching football, oh, please. So.
I was about to say, you are so right. I mean, yes, I'm not even going to lie. Yes, I do. I concentrate on the game. I see what's going on. But daggone it, if you don't see a nice-looking face every now and then, hi.
Right. Right. It enhances the game-watching experience, you know?
Exactly. So. It does.
Yeah. All right, so why don't you – I'm going to let you have a chance to talk about what you thought about Detroit's draft besides having a really good-looking guy get drafted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this draft, typically Lions fans don't have a lot to smile about, but this draft was amazing. I mean, this was – we got a lot of what we needed. I really wanted Cameron Irving in the first round. We didn't get him, but that's fine. We traded back with Denver. We got Manny Ramirez from them, which filled a great need in our offensive line. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then we got Lakin Tomlinson, who, my goodness, what a pickup. Love, love, love him. He is amazing. I think he's going to do great things for our offensive line. Very durable, very well-spoken. I think, oh, gosh, I can't wait to see him, you know, during the season and just hopefully out in the community. His story was great. And it was really nice, too, because he was from Chicago. And so the crowd was really, really quiet while he was talking. So it was kind of nice because you could hear everything.
Yeah,
so
I
loved that pick. I love that. Okay, so that's our first round. Second round, when we got, Amir Abdallah from Nebraska, and I probably just butchered his name, forgive me. But I loved that, too, because, you know, our run game has not been the greatest the past couple of years. You know, once we got Reggie Bush, I was like, all right, a run game coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, came for – It's been spotty, you know. I think last year we only averaged like 88 yards a game. And no, we need more than that. And so I think with Abdallah and Drake Bell and possibly even Theo Riddick, I think our run game is back. And with our two new offensive line guys, I think that's only going to help and only going to get better. And so excited. Then, you know, we draft Michael Burton, the fullback, who will be exactly bring some sizzle to the lineup. But, you know, he'll also be able to catch some passes in the backfield, help run block, pass protect. Think, oh, it's going to be great. So great. I'm gushing. I've never really gushed over a Lions draft before. Forgive me, you guys, but I have to gush because they filled a lot of needs. We got a defensive tackle from Auburn. Gabe White, I think. I can't remember his last name.
I know. Yeah. Well, we've been looking at a lot of them. Yeah.
Exactly. Defensive tackle out of Auburn. Another good, high-quality character kid. Just great. Going to help us out in our defense and our backfield. In our defense. He's a defensive tackle. you know, I, I do wonder, though, and I guess had I been at the press conference today, I might have asked about switching to the 3-4 from a 4-3 defense. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the plans are for that. I don't know how, you know, Gabe would fit into that, but something to keep an eye on this season.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else? Because we traded some picks away to trade up and get a couple people, and I think the one that we traded up for was Gabriel. Hang on, let me go to my Instagram because the Lions posted up their pictures. Gabe Wright, yep, Amir Abdullah. Alex Carter, yes, the cornerback out of Stanford. Yes, good, good pickup, very good pickup. We have Darius Slay right now, who this will be his third year coming up, and he has improved greatly every single year, so I'm expecting great things from him. Alex Carter, you know, the development of a cornerback does take a couple years, but I still think he's going to be able to at least contribute some to our secondary because it's been really weak, but in the past year, I think since Terrell Austin's gotten there, it's stepped up a lot. So I'm gushing, and I don't do this often for a Lions draft. I mean, after last year, once they selected Eric Ebron, I was like, what in the world are you guys doing? I had no confidence going into the draft this year. I come out, and I give them probably about an A-minus, honestly. So I am excited.
Good.
So excited.
That's great. That's great. Well, okay, y'all, I think that is a great place to break. Sonia, we'll hold you over, and
okay.
I'll give you, just to give you a couple of other things that I kind of saw. So if y'all hang out, we'll be back here in a little bit. That I just thought was a little interesting. This is funny, but it's not funny.
Okay.
when St. Louis picked Todd Gurley, it was you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
Go on the record as saying that I really that was my biggest fear that the Lions were going to pick Todd Gurley first. That was my biggest fear. So that's why I was so glad that we didn't do that and went offensive line first. But okay, go ahead.
So anyway, I saw the tweet from Zach Stacy that was later retracted. Poor kid, you know, you can't undo, especially when everybody's watching you. And he tweeted, "Yikes!"
Yeah.
And it seemed like the first story the next morning was that he wanted to get traded. And so he will now be at the New York Jets. So he got his wish. But anyway, I just thought that was mean? I just wanted to laugh about that with you.
Oh, I know. That was hilarious. And it was just like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but do you not have these types of talks with, you know, your team and with management before these types of things go on? Like, do you not see the writing on the wall? Is that kind of it? Or, you know, what?
I was kind of under the impression that he must not have known.
I guess
and,
not.
Yeah. So,
like, yeah,
surprise!
I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Guess what?
You're fired. So.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
Steve, did you want to jump in? Oh, no. Okay. I thought it would
help if I unmuted myself. No, I was just like, you know, I get it. You know, as a Georgia player, and that was all. I was just going there. I mean, I get it. As a Gamecock, I get it.
Yeah. he's got to represent the SEC. So.
Yes, he does.
Definitely. Now, speaking of conferences, well, I was amazed at Pac-12.
Yeah.
So, wow. And
yeah, they represented nicely in this draft.
Boy,
and
they cleaned up.
That's really good because, you know, I think that's also going to help people kind of pay attention a little bit more to the Pac-12
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you have that East Coast kind of bias because nobody's up that late. But I still think that people are going to start paying more and more attention to that because there's good players out there. There are very good players out there.
Yeah, yeah. We have got a question from Stan wondering if any of you know anything about Giants' first pick, Flowers from Miami. I really don't, Stan. I've got to be very honest. I'm not a good reporter when it comes to the ACC. I'm kind of like, so? But but they did really well in the draft, ironically. So I don't know.
I'm sorry,
I
have to jump in.
Jump in.
Okay, that's all I had. Wait a minute. Did somebody say – what was that? ACs? It was something. I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's just it. Steve is my enabler in that because it's like we're both kind of like, ACC, yawn, next. So.
Exactly.
At
least you guys aren't like, you know, yawn Big Ten like everybody else in the world is. But I don't know. You guys could be. And that's
okay.
Are
there still 10 of them?
I understand. 14, but who's
like
counting?
yeah, that's what's so funny. It's like the Big Ten plus. So, but with but going back to Pac-12, I was really interested in Hundley. Brett Hundley, who was somebody I really enjoyed watching over the year, except when he rolled over Texas. But he's up at Green Bay. I am wondering if he's going to be kind of you know, kind of an understudy for Rodgers. I think it's a really interesting
pick. I think so. I think he's going to be an understudy for Rodgers. And, you know, you do have to start thinking about the future there in Green Bay. And not that it's going to be happen, you know, within the next couple seasons. No, I think they're kind of doing it old school, you know, and really just letting Brett Hundley just sit there, learn, get, you know, learn from Aaron Rodgers. And who better, you know, who better to learn from than that guy?
Really, that's like,
I love that. And instead of doing like what, in Buffalo, how they just kind of threw AJ Manuel out there, you know, he messed up, didn't, and, you know, now still has to fight for his job again. But I like them taking him lower, letting him sit, letting him watch Aaron Rodgers. And daggone it, I think I need to be a backup quarterback just for that. You know what I'm saying? Just to just to get paid to sit on the bench and watch Aaron Rodgers. Where can I sign up?
Yeah, I mean, that's like having Yoda, you know? I mean,
exactly.
Like the Jedi Master, you know?
Exactly.
So that was definitely one I wanted to mention, just some people I enjoyed watching over the season. So, well, I tell you what, Sonia, thank you so much for being here. And before you go, let's give a shout out to our sisterhood at NFL Female, Liz, who is the creator and I guess, I don't know, a house mother of NFL Female.
She's our fearless leader.
My.
She is like, well, yeah, well, what can I say? I was in a sorority. So she's like,
this is where it goes.
Lynn
exactly.
has worked so hard for us, and she is doing a GoFundMe right now to try to expand this base and just kind of make the website for NFL Female bigger. I think she's even surprised at how well this has taken off.
Exactly.
If y'all are able, yeah. So I've been tweeting out the link, and I just wanted to let y'all know that's out there, and I will continue to tweet it out. She's amazing, and I know Sonia and I are so grateful for everything she has done to make it possible for us to have an opportunity like this. So
exactly, because without her, I'm not on your podcast or anybody's podcast or radio station.
Yeah. I mean, without her, I would not have had the courage to try this. You know, so.
Before you guys get offline, I do have to ask both of you a question. This is a fan question, okay? It's the most important one of the entire draft. I'm just telling you right now. Who is going to turn out to be the Johnny Manziel to the 2015 draft?
Like quarterback or just player in general?
Just
player
in general. Failure in general.
That's a very good question. You know, the one that I can think of right off the top, and hopefully it's not, but Shane Ray. That's the one that just comes to mind. Because how do you get in trouble draft week? Like, I don't get that. I mean, granted, I'm probably making a bigger deal of it than, you know, anything. But how do you get in trouble draft week? Explain to me that. I just don't understand.
That's a good point. Well, Hammy, my money is still going to be on Winston. I'm hopeful it's not him. But
crab legs. It's just some crab legs.
I'm hopeful that it doesn't happen. But if you heard it here first, just in case it does.
Terrible. Look, I think here's the deal. I'll tell you right now. I put a lot on college coaches. All right, I really do. And I oftentimes look at some of these players who have gone a little astray. Okay, some people could say he went a little more astray, but I put it a lot on the college coaches, because that's an age, and it's an age range, you know, that 18 to 22 right there. These guys are, they're dad, okay? They're really dad. And I'm sorry to say it, but they've got to be dad. And and there's more, you know, I've seen coaches that have kicked off perfectly good quarterbacks, very good quarterbacks, I don't know, maybe South Carolina, because because they went astray, right? And they did what they needed to do. They tried to help them, and they finally had to say, you know, this isn't the life for you. I've just got to hope that by the time they get, you know, up there and they're playing with the big boys, that somebody looks back at some of these failures that we've had over the past 2 years and says, you know what, you know, throwing a ton of money at them, putting them in the limelight all of a sudden, and pretending that any past, you know, little issues they've had don't matter anymore and they won't do them, it looks at it and goes, no, we're going to treat them a little bit differently. And I hope somebody takes Winston under his wing and says, you know, hey, here's how you succeed. And if so, God bless him, and I think he'll do great.
Definitely.
I was about to say, I think if he has that support, I think he will be fine. And like you said, being with his family, I think that number one shows maturity right there. You know, he's with his family. They're not going to let him mess this up. Exactly.
All right, let's say thank you to Suns Greenfield, and hopefully you can come on sometime this season too. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, I would love to. I had so much fun. This is so much fun. I would love to come back.
You
just tell me when.
Sonia, thank you for following me on Twitter. I was very flattered.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me on and the awesome introduction. I hope I can live up to that.
Oh, you absolutely do. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sonia. You have a good night.
Thank you. Night, guys.
Night. Y'all, that was so much fun. She is, isn't she fun? She's great. So, but I think we have yet to have it. Yeah, really, really did a good job. So, Steve, we got any updates on scores?
Hey, we've got 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in third quarter, and it is now 74-72.
Wow. Who is it? L.A.?
Yes, close game. Close game. L.A. is up 74-72. I apologize. Yes. Like, it really matters. It's a two-point game with another quarter left to go. But, yeah, it's a good game.
Okay. All right. And in baseball, how are the Rangers and A's?
I'm looking.
Okay.
For the score right now, 1-2 at the top of the fifth.
Okay. Rangers still leading it. Okay, cool, cool. And then for Sonia, how about Detroit? Are they still winning? No, but in case she's listening, but I'm giving homage to Detroit tonight.
You're making me type a lot here. I'm having a sweet back and forth.
I've got to make you earn your keep somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt yourself.
I know. So the Tigers are up 2-0.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. 2-0 at the top of the eighth.
Oh, very good. Okay. So this is
tough, isn't it? I mean, you know what? There's a good reason we don't do, even if you came to me and said, I want to do a Down and Dirty Sports where we cover baseball, I'd be like, find another station. There's a reason. Hey, look, there's no baseball female, right? Or whatever they want to call it. There's 160 games a year per team. This is not the great American sport anymore. This is the great American sleep-off. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. There's no way. You can't cover it. Somebody can, but they buy team, and that's it.
And that's it, yeah. Well, we may come on as we – in the fall, we may do a little bit in addition to football once we get to the real part, the playoffs, because that's about the only time you can really keep up with it.
There's not 50,000 games a day.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's the only time you can really concentrate on all of them. So, but y'all, that's it. That's it for our draft show and a little bit of extra stuff because this was such a huge sports weekend. It's been so fun being back on here. Steve, what is coming up on AltCon for the next week?
Well, I will say this. So this is the very last night that we're on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio doesn't know this yet, although I actually have been in talks with them to try and improve some of the the technology side of things. They're getting there, but they're just not there yet. So we're switching station or switching platforms. So this is the very last show that's going to be done on Blog Talk Radio. Monday night we have Stovetop Politics. We will be at live.altconradio.com. All the shows will be there from now on. And you just go to one thing all the time just to get to whatever the feed is for that show for that night. And then you can go to either Spreaker, which is where we're actually going to be broadcasting through, or you can go to www.altconradio.com and go under shows and see the shows. So everybody, all the different shows are set up on Spreaker. All of them are set up on altconradio.com. So you can catch all the shows. Well,
fabulous. All right, so we're going to have Virginia. Okay. Yeah, we'll have Politics on Monday. Y'all, you will actually hear me again on Wednesday because I am calling in. I'm still a roving correspondent for the Red Wine, so I will be calling
absolutely.
In.
Sorry, you are still a host of the Red Wine. We just you were like a part-time host of the Red Wine.
So I
ran out of wine.
Yes, you're right.
We'll send you another box.
Oh, Lord. Hey, I'm not from that part of Texas.
I'm speaking to the degree of, AltCon Radio, how sophisticated we are.
You're so funny.
It's nothing to do with you.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of let people know earlier that I've been having some kind of – I'm just trying to stay healthy and shore myself up so that I can really concentrate on the football season. And I will be but I will call in to talk with Jody and Di about some really cool stuff that is happening in trying to shut down human trafficking here in Texas. So that'll be really exciting. Look forward to talking to them on Wednesday. And I don't know. I guess that's it for – AltCon, and I'm glad I got to be the last show here on BTR. That's exciting.
You are. This is the last show that I get to use all my excuses on.
Well, wow.
Like, I can't hear you. You can't hear me. Chat doesn't work. The show stops playing. Now I'm going to switch to some other platform, and I'll have nothing left to blame it on.
Yeah, it'll just be all on you. No.
It will be. Eventually, people are going to figure this is really the problem with Alt-Cut Radio is me.
Well, thank you so much for taking time from right online to help me out with this, Steve.
It has been
fun.
I've missed having you. I've missed having you do the sports show on Saturday nights. I'm glad you did this one. I cannot wait till we get back into football season. I am psyched to get back in there and have your Saturday night show on.
I am too. All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us. This has been Down and Dirty Sports with Laura Lee right here on AltCon Radio. Good night.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one broken caving in?